Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 489 for Monday, July 25th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $5 to $6 per ton weaker on Monday, with the November contract at $445 a ton. The market was pressured by losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex, which dropped with fund liquidation in choppy trade. Malaysian palm oil closed lower overnight, which further pressured the market. However, the loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart Monday morning, following declines in crude oil. That limited some losses in canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were weaker while wheat gained. Soybeans were 19 to 28 cents lower, with the August contract down 23 at $9.84 a bushel. Soybeans moved weaker as funds liquidated long positions. Scattered showers across the U.S. Midwest will support crop development, which added pressure to the market. The idea that demand from China could scale back throughout the year and into next year was another source of declines. Losses in the nearby soy oil market added to the bearish tone on Monday. Corn was unchanged to 1 cent weaker, with the September contract at $3.35 a bushel. Spillover weakness from soybeans was one source of pressure on Monday. Losses in the crude oil market were also bearish for corn. Weaker crude oil prices reduce the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of the commodity into ethanol. Some corn growing areas in the U.S. could use more rain than they have received, which limited losses on Monday. Wheat was up 4 to 8 cents, with the Chicago September contract up 4 at $4.29 a bushel. The wheat market was moving in choppy trade on Monday. A stronger U.S. dollar was one source of pressure, as is the ongoing winter wheat harvest. However, crop loss in Europe underpinned the market and limited losses. Wet weather in France is expected to have curbed the country's production and is bullish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.